The sun ready. I'm home.
Are you home yet?
Yes, I'm home. I'm
okay.
Ready.
Awesome. Okay. So first things first, I sent you two emails. One says Google and Facebook marketing. It outlines our service agreement, the price being $249 a month, month to month, and what's included in that package. The second email is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. All that does is it gives you like an example of our tracking and reporting system, so how you'll be tracking your results with us, okay? Now, I'm also going to send you a text message. Now, Theodore, I want you to save this number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash, so this way you never lose our phone number. So it's going to be our 877 number. You're going to have a team here within our company that's dedicated to your account so that whenever you have an update, you have a change, question, concern, you're going to reach out to customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Now, keep in mind, you're 3 hours ahead of me. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, okay? Let me know when you get that text. I'm sorry?
I just got y'all are in California?
Yeah, we're in Cali, sunny California right now.
Okay. All right.
I know, you guys are having a storm over there, huh? I've been watching the news.
It's very envious of the West Coast right now on that
front.
Well,
let me tell you, it's on my bucket list to go to New York.
Really? You've never been?
Yeah. No, and my brother-in-law's from New York.
Let me tell you something. It ain't all cracked up. It ain't all cracked up.
Really?
Only non-New Yorkers want to come to New York so bad.
Right? Well, it's like same thing with people in California. You know what I mean? I'm like, why you want to come to California? You know?
But it's not. Y'all have a vibe about y'all. Like every Californian I've met is jolly. Good vibes, happy. New York,
well, you
can walk the streets. Huh?
Everybody's in a hurry out here. Is it like that where you're at, too? Everybody's in a hurry. They got somewhere to be.
Are you kidding me? go to Times Square. Go to Times Square and you'd be amazed how you could be shoulder to shoulder so much with people and no one say anything to each other.
Really? Well, I think I want to go out there more for, like, the Italian food, just the experience, you know, because I've never been.
Okay, well, now you're talking. If you're coming out for stuff like that, New York has this authenticity.
And I hear, too,
like
the theater out there is a lot different, you know? So just to kind of check it out, you know what I mean? Just something to get out of California, you know? Like, I wouldn't go to Arizona to go, like, visit because it's Arizona, it's the desert. I could do that in Palm Desert. You know what I mean? But New York is definitely on my bucket list. My husband's like, nah, I'm good. I don't like all the crowds. Okay, well, then I guess I'll go with someone else. He's like, if there's fishing somewhere, then sure, I'm there. Other than that, nah, I'm good. I don't need to be all around a bunch of crowds. I'm like, all right. Now, if you look at the text message that I sent you, I also included your username and your password. This is for your tracking and reporting system. So your username, it's your phone number, no dashes, no one before the area code, just your phone number altogether. Your password is all lowercase, one word, get Google. Okay?
Okay.
And you'll see that there. And Theodore, what's your last name? Is it Warren? I don't want to assume.
Warren.
Okay. And the number that clients should be contacting you on is the 929-888-0804, right? That's the number you want listed. Okay. Now, your company name, have you come up with a name yet?
It's been sole proprietor, so it'll just be my name. But I have a question. If I was to ever want to change that, y'all could do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
And another question. This cycle, the $249 for this cycle will carry me through March 18th, right?
Yes, correct. That's when your second payment would be charged is on March 18th.
Okay.
I'm going to read all of that to you in a voice verification recording. That's for your protection because it'll outline all of it. Okay. Now, so we're going to list you as Theodore Warren on the Google Business Profile, right? And then for your address where we're going to verify your business, right? Is it the 1430 East 100th Street, Unit 1?
They put Unit 1 because it was showing up as a building or something. It's actually a private house, but yeah, you could put
that's
Unit
okay.
1. I guess anyone could just, yeah, could just take it as first floor.
Okay. All right. So typically your address is 1430 East 100th Street, right? Is there a unit number or no?
Mm-hmm. No.
Or should we put first floor?
First floor, second floor. But they when they looked it up, and it was coming up only as a building, so they just put Unit 1. I was like, why? It's an apartment. I mean, it's a private house. Why is it coming up as
yeah,
touch?
Well, you don't need to, you don't even need to put the first floor on there. I mean, usually when you get mail there, it's just your address, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's coming up as, I see it on Google as a private, then we don't need to put no unit number. I mean, unless if that's how you receive mail there.
No, I don't. I forget which app I was using, and they said they it was either Angie or Thumbtack, and they was like, it's popping
really?
Up as a building. Yeah, and then they said, you know what, we'll deal with it. I said it's the first floor of a private house, so I guess they just, that's the best they could have did with it. They just put it as Unit 1.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and honestly, I don't even know why we would have to put first floor or second floor. I mean, it's the unit number, right? You get your mail. You you don't put a unit number on there when you're getting your mail. Okay.
No.
So we're not going to put no unit number because we want it to be correct. Because here's the thing. When Google verifies you, they verify you as what we consider a home office. The address is not going to show anywhere on Google. Google just wants to know where your business is based out from. Right? That's where the red dot would be.
Mm-hmm.
So the address will be hidden, Theodore, just so you know. No one's going to see the address. Okay? We'll hide that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, let's see here. Okay. Got that. Now, I want to put a security question on your account here with us because it protects it. And the reason that we put the security question is because we always want you to ask us whenever we call you, what's my security question? If someone were to hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. So you could choose the security question to either be one of the three, your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
My mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Lewis. L-E-W-I-S.
Okay. So I want you to get into the habit whenever we call you, what's my security question? If it's us calling, we're going to tell you Lewis, your mother's maiden name.
Okay.
If someone is telling you, oh, we don't need that, what's my security question? Oh, but we don't need that. What's my security question? You keep asking or you just flat out hang up on them. If they don't want to give you the security question, then you know it's not us calling. Disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
So we do that just to protect you. Just, we like to be just always one step ahead of the game, okay? Now, we're going to start going over the billing. Before, Theodore, I process your payment, I will be walking you through, it's what we call 90-second voice verification recording. And what it does is it outlines our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, what does that mean? So this way you and I can review it, and then I'll rephrase it. Just because I want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
It sounds amazing.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through that first before we take down your billing information, okay? So let me
do
this.
So let me ask you a question. $249 flat or there's a tax? Let me hear the tax.
$249 flat. It'll never be a penny more. $249.
So another question. So this is going to be a reoccurring billing, right?
Correct. And I'm going to read that in the voice verification. Yeah. So every 18th of the month, right? How it's going to work is like this. And I'll read it in the voice verification. What I'm going to say is your initial investment to get this started today will be charged on February 18th, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is going to be a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Theodore, is that your second payment will be charged on March 18th, 2025 in the discounted amount of $249. Then I'll go on to say, once the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number, and that's the number I texted you to save in your contacts, the 877 number. And I'll also state in there that
after the second month.
Yes. And I'll also state in there that if you need
2 months minimum.
Yeah, we're asking you to at least stick it out 2 months is what we're asking.
That's not true.
Yeah, and then after that, if you need to cancel, all I'm going to tell you is just make sure you call 3 days before the 18th, 3 business days, so that way you don't get charged on that date. There is no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So what
I'm
going
to
do.
I'm going to try to rock this until I can, as long as
yes,
I can.
Yes, sir. And we're here for you every step of the way, okay? So let me turn on the recording, okay? And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Theodore Warren.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Theodore Warren, sole proprietor, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Theodore, it's really important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Hold on. The third-party thing, can you repeat that and explain it a little bit, please?
Let me explain it first before I repeat it. So basically what we're saying here, what's going to happen is once you start having more presence online, right, you might get a company that'll call you that's trying to sell you another type of online product that's considered a third party, okay?
Awesome.
They're not associated with our company. We're not going to call you and ask you to pay more money than the $249 every 18th of the month that you would be paying, okay? So this is why I tell you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if someone's calling you and they're saying they're Local Splash, right? And you're like, what's my security question? And they don't answer you or they disconnect the call, you know it wasn't us calling. We're not even going to ask you for $5 more. You see what I'm saying? So we're always just informing you, just be aware. You might get another company that's trying to call you to sell you other marketing. It's not us calling. We're not calling you for more money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that means. Part of this question as well is, as we're creating your profiles, we might have some updates for you, right? Or we might have a question. We're going to reach out to you. It's very important that you keep that open communication between us, okay? Because if we call you and you're like in the middle of a job, you know, sometimes we know you can't just pick up the call, right? You're like literally in the middle of something. All we're going to ask from you is just respond to us within 24 business hours, okay? Again, we want to keep that open communication between us just constant, right? Because that's how we're going to better serve you as well. So does that kind of make sense now in regards to the third party and how that works, okay?
So you're asking me if I'm going to pick up the phone for a third party?
No, I'm asking you this, and I'll go back and read it to you. Okay, let me go back. So basically what we're asking you is this. Do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls, text messages, and to our emails. Do you agree to be responsive to Local Splash whenever we contact you, whether it's via text, email, or phone call?
Yes, I will respond to Local Splash.
Perfect. And again, and that's how it reads on here. So I'll read it back to you so this way you hear it clearly. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, so meaning as a result of you having more presence online, we want you to please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors, other companies, that are unrelated to Local Splash. Will you be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash? Do you agree to be responsive to us?
Be responsive to y'all, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Not the third
parties. Not to third parties. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect. And just again, that's why we ask you to save the 877 number, because when our customer service reaches out to you, whenever we do, customer service will be calling from an 877 number. Okay? So if you save the number in your contacts, you'll know. But still, you will be provided that security question to verify the call is coming from us, not from another company. So remember, what's my security question? Even if I called you and told you, hey, Theodore, and you're like, what's my security question? I'm going to tell you, Lewis, your mother's maiden name. And then you'll be like, okay, go ahead. You see what I'm saying? We want to protect your account. Okay? Now, this one's very important. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to explain it. Okay? Because this one, it's a little hard to understand. I always explain it anyways. So, this one says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Now, let me explain this one before you answer, okay? So, this one here, what we're saying is we're not saying that you can't do other marketing, okay? What we're saying, Theodore, is that before you do other marketing, okay, just give us a call and just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We're going to reference your account, and we're going to make sure that it's not already a service that we're including, because, one, we don't want you spending more money than what you need to, and we don't want it to interfere with what we're doing, okay? So we're not saying, no, you can't do other marketing. We're just saying give us a heads up so we can reference it and make sure it's not already being done with our services, so this way it's saving you money. Does that make sense?
Right. It makes it makes a lot of sense. I very appreciate it.
And I say that because a lot of companies out there, oh my gosh, if you only knew the business owners I talk to, and they've had like three companies doing the same thing. And
doing
I'm like, why? Why are they doing that to you? And they all know about it too. That's the horrible part.
Honest, this is the only avenue I'm going to take as far as in marketing, not other than myself. Like, this is the only... If you didn't call me, I probably wouldn't even be looking for this opportunity, honestly. But it sounded good. Y'all got me at the right time. I'm very ambitious, you know, so.
Awesome. I feel like the stars are aligned, you know? And I feel that you do good for yourself. But if we can help give you that extra push without you,
I'll take it.
For you to focus on your jobs, right? I mean, and let someone kind of take, you know, the reins on this for you, it's a plus, because even if you were to cancel with this, Theodore, your profiles are yours. You know what I mean? You'll eventually drop off the first page, but the profiles are yours. You see what I'm saying? So it's not like we erase your content, okay? So going back to this question, and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
One more time on that one. I'm so sorry. One more time.
It's okay, hon. So remember, this is asking you, because now that we're going to be your certified marketing representative, we're asking you if you agree to disclose to us of any additional online marketing efforts that you might be doing so that we can make sure it's not a service that we're already offering you. So we're just asking you to give us a heads up.
Yes, ma'am. I will do that.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 18th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment, okay, will be charged on the 18th day of March 2025 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, it's going to be a recurring payment. So what that means is that once your term's completed, it's just going to automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the number I told you to save, 877-635-6225. Now make sure that you talk to a live representative if you need to cancel, so this way it's recorded and they know that you called in, right, to cancel. And to prevent those charges for your next month of service, all we ask is that you contact us at least 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge and we simply part as friends. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Perfect. Okay. Now, Theodore, the card that you're going to be using today is a card. Does it only have your name? Does it have a business name, or is it in both?
No, it's just my name.
Okay. And is it just Theodore Warren, or is there like a middle initial?
That's a good question. Hold on.
I know. I always have to check mine. I was paying my husband's medical bill the other day, and the lady's like, "Is it your name on the card?" And I'm like, "Hold on, I better." She goes, "Do you have your middle initial?" I'm all, "You know what? Let me double check." I said, "I don't want to tell you yes, and it's not on there."
Give me a second. Let me find out for you real quick.
No worries. While you're doing that, I'm looking at the schedule for tomorrow for your client interview. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Because what I'll do is I'll block out an hour on the client interview. It's going to take like about 30, 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, Warren, because it just depends like on how many questions or details you have. But I want to make it at a time that's convenient for you. So how does your schedule look tomorrow?
Tomorrow is one of the days that I have with my daughter. How long does it take?
It takes about 30 or 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. It's just basically they're going to go over the notes. You and I went over your keywords, the website, where to send us pictures. So, about 30 or 40 minutes.
I have appointments,
I'll tell you, as early as, and whatever time I give you is your time zone. I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. Those are the time slots that I have available.
2 to, because I work 7 to 2:30, but I do have lunch at 12.
Okay.
So that would be a good time, but you say you don't have that also.
Wait a minute. I might be able to get you a 12 to 1. Let me see real quick.
That'd be good.
Let me ask him real quick. Yeah, because I'm going to see if we can squeeze you in for 12 to 1. And they'll call you closer to 12 o'clock your time. Can I book a CI for tomorrow at 12 p.m.? In the meantime, while he's answering us, let me just try to kind of prepare that. If he says yes, then I'm going to set you for that appointment, and you'll get a calendar invite from me. You don't need to do anything with it.
Ms. Nadine, give me 1 second. My child's grandmother is calling me.
Get the call. I'll wait. No worries.
Hey, what's going on here? Hello? Oh, they hung up.
Do you want to call her back?
They hung up.
And then I'll call you back. Are you sure? Why don't you call her back? Because it's your